we mentioned last week, yeah, I think that by one of the Dhamma ways to Kabul, if you did it for Issa, yeah, on Erev Shabbos, right, then it was Machal Ben Josai, then Bashas Mach Matzoyach, then you can be Makel. So I think someone asked, Mr. Wellen, you maybe asked, can you even be Stomach on the Shita that says Machal Ben Josai is a third? Is that your question? What's your question? Okay, someone asked me that, so I sent him to check it out. So I asked the world, he wasn't really sure. So, yeah, he said, we're going to see it now, he said, always do your best, make sure that the food's always fully cooked. Okay, alright. I think there's something else I have to check up with him, but I think we'll get to it as we're going along. Okay, so we started the Chazon and Shir. Yeah. So, so just to recap where we're holding, we said that even when there's no issues of bishul, yeah, there's no problems of bishul, there still are chazar goes in other situations, shir, chazara, and hazmana, okay, to protect to ensure the person's not over those isurei d'oraisas. Okay. So one of them was shiria. So we said that the food needs to be cooked on Shabbos. Again, we will get to the exact definition soon. Yeah, it should be if you want to leave it on an open flame, then it should be cooked before Shabbos. Okay. We said, what's the definition of cooked? So we have a machloikas. Some say it has to be fully cooked to the extent that any additional cooking will be detrimental to the food. Yeah, the Ramah brings a more meaningful shita which says Machal Ben Josai. Okay, the Machal Ben Josai is also machlokes what that shita is. Is it a half or a third? Yeah, we at least a choshes for a half. Vidi Eved, the Machal Tachak, you can't rely on the shita of a third. Okay, right. The Chachila. We are machmir, and at least the food should be fully cooked. It doesn't have to be fully cooked to the extent that it's going to get worse. Yeah, it just should be fully cooked to the extent that most people are happy to eat the food the way it is now. So, say the common example of that is cholent. If you put cholent, let's say, on the crock pot, the crock pot is not covered. We're going to get to a group of consumer, but a cholent pot is an open fire. So, it's often cooked, it could be fully cooked before Shabbos, right? But it's going to improve over Shabbos. So according to the Machmir Shitta, that still wouldn't be allowed. Okay? According to the Machaber, that wouldn't be allowed. But we are Meiko, okay, especially if you go with Machmir Majusai, it's definitely Machmir Majusai. But Lechachila, we should make sure that it is still fully cooked. Fully cooked, where people are happy to eat it out. Okay, it can improve. The longer it's left, it's going to taste nicer. But it's still fully cooked and people are happy to eat it. So that's the level it should be on before Shabbos comes in.
But you're saying...
So sorry, he was first. But how do you measure it?
Yes,
we're going to the very next thing I'm about to discuss.
We were just saying about the clock box, but sort of the idea that it was already raised up and that it's...
Yeah, I'm not getting involved here. We're avoiding hatmara problems and anything else. We're just focusing on Shia. Right. So, yeah, if you hold that, if we're choshes for the shittas, then you're right, then we have to be raised up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we said, right, we're holding much to here, right? Okay, so right, as you just asked, how do you work out Machal Ben Josai? So this is not a very simple thing, it's not so exactly how you work it out. The Chazon Eish apparently holds that you work it out based on time, okay? But it's still not so simple.
From your previous experience.
Well, yeah, okay, so let's say you have, this is an example over here, let's say, you've got a certain food which, from the start of the process, meaning from when you put this food onto the fire until it's fully cooked, takes 3 hours. Okay, but before the food gets hot, before it gets to the outer level, it takes an hour. So the husband says, you ignore that first hour. That's not the cooking time. Yeah, it can only start cooking once it's the outer level. Okay, so the cooking time is really only 2 hours. Okay, so if you want the Machal Ben Josai, the more Machal Shita of a half hour would be, is therefore an hour, Sorry, that's not the example I said.
Sure.
No, no, it would be 1 hour. Martha ben Jusa, well, we'll see. The actual cooking time of Martha ben Jusa is an hour, but you're right. It would have to be on the flame for 2 hours, because the first hour doesn't really count. That's just to get it hot, right? So then there's an hour of cooking, so now it's half cooked, right? So it will come out, it's ready 2 hours out of the 3 hours. Yeah, but as some of the points today, the Rav also told me this, the Matthias often is contradicts this. So let me just finish this. Yeah, the Matthias often contradicts this. That often, if you look at your food when it's like this, it's not edible. Okay, so the Shabbos says if it's clearly not edible, then it won't help you. This yardstick. So it's a bit of a battle about exactly how you should measure this. And he says, make sure it's pretty cooked.
Huh?
Make sure it's pretty cooked.
Open a teaspoon taste. If you can eat it,
good.
That's all.
Let's say
it. He said, forget about this. You never will know. Never. You have no chance.
Okay, fine. So, right. So.
That's assuming a jaunty thing. It might be. That the owls say that the chicken is straight a piece of part three. As soon as you get down below that, it's not. So is there now something about how much of the entity is cooked? No.
I understood that. Yeah, it's the whole thing. The fact that you still got stuff there, which is not. I'll just give you a different example. Let's say you have one pot. And in the pot you have one potato on the one side and another potato on the other side. The potato on the one side is you can eat. The potato on the other side is not. You can't eat. So it would still be us, that potato which you can't eat would still be us to put there. Yeah, there is a shear on that potato. Right? So the chicken, the fact that it's all one piece, okay, very nice. There's part of the chicken I can't eat, but the other parts I definitely can't eat.
What he said, it's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Actually, this special has formula. You always take the risk. Even this taste, it's what he said.
Okay, no, you're right, that's what he said. Okay, I'm coming.
You better not to be in this situation.
Yeah, Mr. Burns, that's what I seem up. Lina, I will double check it, but that's what I understood. As Mr. Goffman was saying though, this thing is a very delicate thing. Treading on thin ice.
I ask myself, is it possible for me even to accomplish this or attain this?
So let's ask you that you should make sure that your food is really cooked, right? And you avoid anything. Halakha is better, mitzat halakha is better, and also that's what we're saying, because the matzah is not so clear. Okay, so these are all for situations where as long as suddenly visitors come at the last minute. You know, you get a knock on the door and say, oh, we're here for Shabbos, you didn't know anything about it. Yeah? So then we do have to make our lockers. Okay? So that's how you'll work it out. Okay. Next. What about water? Yeah, it's a common thing. Someone told me that just happened last week. Someone came in the morning to Rabbi Jacobson, okay, and he told him that there was hot
on Shabbos.
Water. Yeah, on Shabbos morning came to him. Okay, they put water. Maybe it was one of you. There was water. They put water inside the urn. Okay, but instead of putting it on the boil mode, he put it on the Shabbos mode. Yeah,
before Shabbos.
So it was never on the boil mode. Okay, so they put it on. I think my figures might be slightly wrong, but let's say I think it was about 20 minutes before candlelight, or 40 minutes. It was not much time before candlelight, like 40 minutes before Shkia, let's say. Okay, around candlelight in time. Okay, yeah. Okay, and by the morning, it had boiled, and it was perfectly drinkable as for hot coffee, hot tea. Okay, but was there a problem of Shkia? Why? Because when Shabbos came in, there's not much chance it got hot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Now, that would be a problem of Shia. That the food, the water will be awesome.
You can catch it from later.
What do you mean from later?
Yeah.
Why have you kind of permitting for later? You're not actually it is. You're not when Shabbos comes in, you're not have food which is let's just call it semi.
Is Shabbos comes in always the cut line?
Yeah.
Or no, since we take it in
earlier,
it's happening.
Right, yeah, that's it. We're going to discuss that soon. It's sort of skewed. Skewed the. There might be one exception, but it's generally skewed. For most practical purposes, it's skewed. Okay. I didn't call it for where we live now. So that water wouldn't have been anywhere near hot, yeah, and therefore it would be asa. Okay, but how do you measure it? So there are some places that say if it's a bit more than yatsa, that's already good enough. Okay, we know there's a big discussion exactly what yatsa is. Well, it is the Rav said that he didn't really like the whole idea of yatsa. Well, he will say that it's totally what are you doing with hot water? You want to have a hot drink with it. Yeah. So the is what won't help you, especially the more maple shit, right? You need a shear that a person at like Shastachak, you have a cup of tea at this temperature, which yeah, that's going to be
it's a very good
much hotter then.
It's cup of tea is good. It's not cup of tea, it's not good.
Okay?
You can have tea.
Okay, so that's by hot water.
You take
you would drink tea.
No, not the
water.
No, here not the
How much is that? Again.
You would drink tea if it's so
hot. You would?
Yeah. Neither has been a recoil from it, is it?
Why not?
It's hot enough.
But okay, the sun shift is already like 40 something degrees Celsius.
That's
104. I don't know what it is.
But
okay, if that's the test, then fine.
What is this for Rav said? Rav said follows this. I can give you a cup of conservative tea. You put it in your mouth. If you believe that it's tea, and it's tea supposed to be certain hot, fine. But if it's warm water, it's not tea out. It's not that you can drink anything. You can
okay, if the material is such that people, that at least some people or shark stuff, you were drinking that sandwich. Yeah,
it's
like
warm enough to add hot water to it without worrying about it.
Oh, okay.
You say that if you don't think it's hot enough, you can add hot water to it at that temperature. It's not a problem.
Yeah, it's not official. It's not official. No. Okay. Right. But they don't have to go hand in hand. I hear what you're saying. They don't have to go hand in hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine. Next was someone was about, I think, asking, where does Shabbos come in? What's the point? What's the cutoff point that we say it has to be, whatever, fully cooked, half cooked, whatever? What's the time? So the tongue giving voice name is Shkia. Okay, so what about the many of us that are here taking early Shabbos in the summer? So then what's the motive? Is it when you're taking Shabbos or is it Shkia? So I think all the person I saw said it's still Shkia. Okay, so it's a kula for us. But there was one exception. Rashomazam Ora says it could be if you're in a place where everyone takes in early Shabbos, meaning there's no shul, no one that does later Shabbos. Yeah, then you'll be subject to when the kehillah takes in Shabbos. So that is okay. It's also relevant over here. There's always, over here.
That's the one between the man and woman.
That's it.
Also
a shame. No. You're saying for this
with the candles.
Yeah.
That's usually not
when a man takes off. Right. That, yeah. That's why Kabbalah Shabbos. Whether a woman goes off or the other way around. We're talking about the other way around, really. If a man does early Shabbos, can a woman like hands off? Yeah. That's discussion here. Some colleagues in the poskim. Yeah. Okay. This is potentially the other way around. Yeah. Can a woman? That's really what you're asking. The other way around, right? Can a woman who's lit candles? Is there a problem for if the food is not, let's say, matzah ben jussa? Right, so now we're saying no, the cutoff point is Shkia, unless you live in a place where no one does late Shabbos. So that, in Eretz Yisrael, or at least in Rambam Beis Shemesh, that's not the case. There's people doing early Shabbos, late Shabbos. Okay, I'm sure in Glasgow, I don't think anyone took in late Shabbos, did they? A regular Shabbos in the middle of summer, did they?
No.
So if you're living in Glasgow, then you'd be subject to when the kehillah takes in Shabbos. Okay, fine.
Please don't go to Glasgow.
Look what Glasgow produced.
It's not Glasgow produced. It's
Miracle produced.
Glasgow could be not open. Produced. look at the rest of blast.
Rabbi Fletcher is also from Glasgow.
Yeah.
What is it?
Don't ask me to wash the car.
Okay. Last one. Yeah. Okay. Last thing on this thing is we know we had when we learned Bishul, we have a machlokes by a davar lach, a liquid substance which was cooked and subsequently cooled down. Is there Bishul after Bishul? Right. So we are machmir. Right, the Rama says, the Rama says, at least if it hasn't cooled down, then if it's cooled down properly, then we're machmir. Okay, so what about shahir? Yeah, so let's say I've got chicken soup, my wife probably cooked the chicken soup on Tuesday, yeah, and now on Erev Shabbos, yeah, just before Shabbos, I want to put it on the fire. Okay? Yeah? Okay, again, to an uncovered fire, right? Okay? Yeah, so are we going to be cautious that what we're going to say this is not cooked? And that we should be problems of Shia. Yeah?
Even though it was fully cooked on Tuesday.
Yeah, but now it's cold. So definitely on Shabbos, I wouldn't be allowed to, even putting it directly on the urn, I'm definitely not allowed to cook this on Shabbos. I can't even put it on an urn, yeah? Yeah, because if it's going to get to Yasser as well, that's for Bishul. We hold it as Bishul. Yeah?
Everything depends on definition, what soup is. Everything depends on definition, what chicken soup is.
What do you mean?
If you say the chicken soup is liquid, there's no question.
It should be a problem.
If you say something else, and try to dance very fancy, well, maybe.
Okay, well, you can't tell it with the view, which is. Okay, which is. Okay, the mice has brought down that we're not mucking about it for Shia purposes. Okay, just hold, bear with me for it might be another issue. We're not mucking. The Prima Gunn says that with Minog, apparently has an issue, said that also. It could be a simple chiluk, which is that when it comes to actual bishul derisa, so there, we're choishes for the shita that says that there's bishul after bishul. But Shia is derabanan. So there, we're not cautious for
that. Why water in this case? Come back to water. It's
good. No, that one wasn't cooked already. This was cooked already.
And yet, if I have water, which I boiled 3 days ago, right now, I can put it.
No, it's not cooked.
Shit, no, that would be. No, cooked. Cool. Here.
Why? Water that's been boiled up and gone cold is not as if it's now been cooked.
There's no change in the thing. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. We find that in halacha.
I understand halacha. Say water is an exception to this rule.
Yeah. Sorry, I hear what you're saying. I'm not aware of
this. From a physics point of view, I understood. From a physics point of view, water never could be cooked. But halacha, it's cooked.
No, I think.
But it's cooled off.
So
right now, I don't know.
Because I don't
know.
So okay, again, in Sora, I definitely hear what you're saying.
Water
is an exception to all liquids that have got stuff in it.
So right now, I can put a lot of things on this, even on bread, if it's liquid. We compare with it. I can't put water, I can't put anything on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you never put.
He's just saying that, if I'm understanding correctly, what he's saying is, even if you hold, we know there's a machlokes where you have a double mass, which was cooked and now cooled down. Here's the bishul after bishul. He's saying that even the man d'amara holds that there's no bishul. Yeah, so if you have chicken soup, which was cooked, and it's now cooled down, there's no problem with heating that up on Shabbos, but by water, there would be a problem. That's what he's saying, right? That's what he's saying. Okay, because he's saying that
yes, I don't know because I never read about this Mandamar.
Okay.
I just put his point, but I don't
okay.
know.
So I'll check that out. Okay. All we're saying over here is that when it comes to the rises, then maybe we ask questions from the sisters that hold the official as a bishop by Dava last, which was already cooked and it starts to cool down. Whereas it comes to the Rabbana, we're not questions. Okay? That's all we're saying. Okay, fine. Next point is, so
all of this, this whole
example of an instance of one
Shia. It's not Shia, right?
I know, but in what you said, that the by Israel and Bonham were not.
We were not focused for the Shia, that there's a common official, a official by a Zavala.
What would be the case there that there's a Bonham?
Shia.
Shia specifically.
Yeah, yeah. Shia. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What would you say? Yeah. So all this discussion of the Issa Shia is only when it's an open fire, when it's uncovered. So we know that includes things like the crock pot, the urn. If you have a gas stove of it not covered, the oven. All these things, even though you don't necessarily see the heating element, but that is the normal way to cook, and that's considered to be an open fire. Okay. Chazal tell us that if it's good for a ketumah, which basically means it's either covered up with ashes or you scrape it away, then it's okay. Yeah, then there's no problem with shahir. Okay? Practically for us, that means covering up the fire. Okay, so we know if you've got a gas stove and you put a black on top, that is considered to be good for ketumah, and therefore it will be more to just bear with me, there might be exceptions to that, but that's considered to be good for ketumah, and that would be okay. First of all, the Chazan Ish is Machmin says that a regular metal blech is that's another problem, right? It's not considered to be a blech. A Minhag HaOinim is not like that. Okay, but whatever. Just if people see Machmin.
Second question to this, because again, right now situation is falling. I get fire. I put a piece of metal on it.
Yeah.
If I understood on Shabbos, I cannot put anything on it.
Anything on that left?
Yeah, nothing. On this piece of thin on shards. I need to have additional cadera and zenith.
Yes,
and so right now, when we cover fire, it is much more sensitive, but it is how we pass it. When I cover fire with piece of sheet, it gives me nothing. Because I consider it fire.
No, it's two different things. Well, That flame is now proof of the tumor.
Fine. So
I'll give you an example. You can do something. No, you can't. I'll tell you what you could do. Let's say you have a different fire, yeah, and you have a pot that's trolling inside on a different fire.
Right.
Okay. And you say, that it's going to burn if it's on that fire. I want to move it from that fire to a fire that's not so not as hot. You're allowed to take it and put it on that onto that.
Okay.
So yeah. For the group of ketuma and chazara is Muslim group of ketuma. That's an act. What you're doing now is chazara.
In that kibbutz and shabbat.
Yeah. That's chazara. If you have in mind, it's fully cooked and you have to meet all those things. It has the thing of a group of ketuma. Let's not hear that from the fridge that you can't do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Clear. If you wanted to move it to a hotter place on the block. If you want to, then it has to be fully cooked. I mean, like the regular
rules. Okay.
So as long as it already was, it's fully cooked.
Yeah.
And it's just
as long as it's still on the fire.
It's on, and it's just a little slow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Unless you can help before.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you can do whatever you would like.
Okay. And I said, only if it's
fully cooked.
Yeah. Right. As long as you're not into it.
There's no room for liquid at all to put bread. It could scrap on the liquid.
Okay. So the blech is considered to be good for ketumah for at least the minhag HaOinim is like that. Okay. Covering the ikkar, then all you have to do is cover the actual fire. And the, I don't know what they're called. The dials. I don't know, what are those things called?
The dials?
Dials?
Control
knobs. Control knobs, whatever they're called. Those ikkar, then you don't have to cover them. I think Ramosha says that it's a good thing to cover. Okay. Fine. Our hot plates, was machmir about them, but others are makel. We're also, if you can be sonnet on that, it's that you treat it as it's group of ketumah, it's covered, and therefore you're not into shahir shayas. Okay. One thing though, the B'ar Asa Bunzer, the that if the food hasn't reached Master Ben Josai, it's not so posh that group of ketumah will help.
Right.
Okay, it's not so kosher. So you should, as we stress a few times, the Rav keeps stressing, is it's always wise to have your food fully cooked before Shabbos. Okay, that's always the best way forward. Even if it's going to go on a hot plate, Yeah, it's always that it avoids any issues. Even if you're not into Shia problems, as I was saying, yeah, moving around from a cooler part to hotter part, if it hasn't been cooked yet, it's going you're into shyness, right? So to avoid anything or any shyness, try and make sure the food is fully cooked.
Even though it could improve, as long as
improving is not a problem. As long as it's fully cooked, as long as people are happy to eat it the way it is now, then that's okay. 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 A couple of minutes to see. We're not going to finish here, so that's the thing. Once you've. Okay, again, it's not as so lemaisa, because most of us have hot plates, but let's say you have a blast, yeah, and you make this thing into a group of tuna, you shouldn't play around with the flame afterwards. Yeah?
Before shots,
obviously, right? Yeah. Because that shows that I haven't really taken my mind away from the flame, okay?
So, why were they lenient about saying you don't have to cover the knobs in the gas?
Yeah, you don't have to cover it. You mustn't play with it. You mustn't play with the actual fire.
No, but it seems like there's no point of having a metal sheet on.
The point of the metal sheet, group of tumor, at least the way the poison say is, the fact that I've reduced the heat over here, that shows I'm not so interested in cooking it anymore. Okay? If I start playing around with the heat, it shows, oh, wait a second, I am interested in the heat. Yeah?
So we just need sort of simmer.
Well, yeah, I mean, it I can hear it definitely helps. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah, it's an extra. Okay. Right. Even if the flame's on the maximum, yeah? You've got the highest flame there, you still shouldn't do it. Yeah? There's two reasons given, if I remember correctly. One is to start with a low glow. The other one is because maybe you're lower the flame, and then you'll increase the flame. Okay? That we did. Okay, last point over here, just on this thing is that, let's say a heating element in your house, which is used to heat up the house, it's never used for cooking, like a radiator. I don't know if people have. I don't know if people have it over here so much. People have radiators over here? Okay, so that's not a problem. That it would be no problem if you wanted to put something on there on Erev Shabbos, even if it's not cooked, that would be the same.
I'm not sure. Why is
it interesting? The table's only said on things which are useful for cooking. Yeah? Something which is not used for cooking at all, that didn't come into this whole thing. Yeah? The table's only said on things which are used for cooking.
So you
just unshuffle. Not a chance, no. It's official. This problem's official, right? But Shia, they won't go.
It's owned by Shia.
Yeah. Yeah, this was always a problem. I mean, at least Midrabanan, yeah? I mean, that was the sun, right?